There are three resources that I have been managing exceptionally well in my life that has led to my personal and professional success. And these are resources that everyone on the planet has. But the difference between success and mediocrity is how well we manage these three resources. This is a three-part series, and in today's episode, I'm going to reveal the first resource. I'm Sam McCool, and welcome to A Higher Branch. Hello and welcome to today's episode of A Higher Branch. If you are new, welcome. We're getting hundreds of new listeners every week, and I'm particularly inspired by the people who write to us and tell us the difference some of these episodes are making in their life. I'm truly humbled. You know, I always try and produce content that respects your time and has love for your potential, and which is why I make my content always practical and prescriptive. And today is no exception. If you do love the podcast, please help me spread the message. I know your time is precious, but if you do take a few seconds just to give me a rating and review, I would really, really appreciate it. Okay, let's kick off today's episode, which is all about managing the first of three important resources that you need to manage diligently. I believe your success depends on it. Most of us will have goals that we go after and we work extremely hard at it. We do everything right. We eat well, sleep well, exercise, meditate, put in long hours at work, but still find ourselves punching at average and not really happy with our progress. And we don't quite get to where we really want to. Why is that? I've always had a fascination for why two seemingly equal people with equal talent, one ends up successful and the other meanders through life, not really living to their potential. Why? The difference, in my experience, comes down to how well they manage three fundamental resources. Today, I'm going to cover the resource of time. Time, in my opinion, is the great leveler because we all have 24 hours in the day, every one of us on the planet. And our success comes down to how well we manage every minute of that day. In the 19th century, Benjamin Franklin coined the phrase time is money, and it revolutionized the industrial age. It revolutionized the way people were paid for their time, and they then became our two most valuable resources, time and money. So why is time so important? As I said, everyone on the planet has 24 hours in the day. So why is it that some people are successful and seem to do a lot more in their life and others a lot less? Obviously, it comes down to how well they manage time. So I want to ask you this question. What are you wasting time on? And I don't mean to be confrontational here. I'm asking this question with respect. I ask myself the same question whenever I feel like I'm wasting time. So I'm going to share with you some of the areas where we all can waste our time so you can relate to me, right? And then I'm going to go through where you should be spending your time instead. So let's go through some of the example of time wasters. Where do you think most people waste their time? You have heard me say in past episodes that we are most prone to wasting our time when we drift in the direction of our greatest weaknesses. When do we do that? When do we drift? It's usually in those segues to life. When we first wake up, what do? Do you hit the snooze button for another 10 minutes? That's wasting time. Instead of bouncing out of bed. Now, when I say bouncing out of bed, I don't mean literally as soon as your eyes, you know, open, then you just bounce out of bed. You've heard me say in the past, you should smile when you first open your eyes and then take your time to get out of bed. The best way really is to ease out of your slumber and out of bed by stretching and taking some deep breaths. But snoozing for 10, 20 or 30 minutes is a waste of your time. The other time waster when you wake up is when you reach for your phone. You start scrolling social media. That is a waste of your time. And related to that is when you start reading the news on your phone, right? We've all done that. And I used to do that, correction. I don't do that anymore. And that's not only a waste of time, that actually puts you in the wrong headspace, because news is usually bad and it steals your mojo. That's certainly been my experience. I can't just listen to the news or read the news and be in the right headspace. By the way, I recently recorded an episode on how to find your mojo, and I'll put a link in the description. Next question I want to ask you is, what are the other time wasters in the morning? In that segue between waking up and going to work, when you're in the kitchen, maybe having breakfast, ready to go, what do? Do you switch on the TV? Another time waster. What about on the way to work? Do you listen to news media again, or do you listen to shock jocks that are provocative and do nothing for your learning or for expanding your mind or for relaxing you? Now, I know this is controversial because a lot of you say, hey, I want to have fun. You know, I want to listen to certain shock jocks. What about when you get to work? What do you waste time on? Is it scrolling through your emails constantly? That's a waste of your time. What about pointless chatting with people, gossiping at work? You know, those little chats in the kitchen or in the bathroom that maybe drag on? Complete waste of time. And stay with me on this. If you add up all that time and imagine that it adds up to 20 minutes of your day, and trust me, I've seen people waste a lot more than 20 minutes in their day at work. That's 20 minutes away from your kids, if you have kids, from your partner, from listening to a podcast or an audiobook or reading a book or from meditating or from exercising or from journaling. Let's talk about at night. What are you wasting time at night when you get home or before bed? As I said, it's in those segues where we drift in the direction of our weaknesses. Do you flop in front of the TV when you get home? Do you waste your time arguing with your family members because you've had an irritable day and you just get home in the wrong mindset instead of going for a walk? Do you scroll social media again mindlessly? I know I've fallen into that trap many times in the past, and luckily my wife holds me accountable and says, darling, you should just switch that off. You should be doing what you preach on your podcast. And, you know, I share with you a lot of practical tips. Doesn't mean I always get it right, but I know when to get back on track. And so when she reminds me of that, I immediately snap out of it. That's why it's good when you live with a person who challenges you to be a better person. To demonstrate my point, I want to go through some calculations with you. Using all the examples I just went through, how much do you think the average person wastes in a day on those useless activities? 10 minutes? 20 minutes? Try 55 minutes. Over a lifetime, that equates to 20.9 days wasted per year. Does that put it in perspective for you? What does that equate to over an average lifespan, say of 80 years or 62 adult years? 3.5 years. Imagine what you can do in 3.5 years. Imagine what you can get done. You can build a great body, a great relationship, a great family unit, a great business or job. You can build great wealth. You can build great friendships. You can build great knowledge. And lastly, imagine how many more people you can help in your life if you had those 3.5 years up your sleeve. You know, I've come across people who spend thousands of dollars on supplements and lifestyle changes to help them live longer. But when you live your life diligently, you are effectively living longer. When you are managing your time diligently, you know, there is a difference between the years in your life and the life in your years. In effect, if you get more done in your life on this planet, then you have lived longer than your years. The years you live is not an indication of your life. It is what you achieve in those years. It reminds me of a saying went like this. It went, I'd rather live as a lion for one day than 1,000 years as a sheep. Demonstrates my point. So let's move into where you should be spending your time. In the morning, I spend my time religiously on movement, meditation, journaling, because that's what is going to feed your mind and set you up and prime you for an excellent day. What about on the way to and from work? Listening to podcasts, audiobooks, that's feeding your mind. Even listening to beautiful music that you enjoy, that feeds your soul. Listening to podcasts or audiobooks is like hanging out with the people that inspire you. You're listening to me right now. Sure, it is a one-way conversation, but that feeds your internal conversation. So we are, in effect, hanging out together. Incidentally, please don't hesitate to send me any questions. I publish Q&A sessions every few weeks. So please don't hesitate to send me any questions that are on your mind, and I always answer them with confidence. So you should be spending your time basically on the eight areas of life is what I'm saying. At work, you should be focusing on spending your time getting through as many of your tasks as possible, especially the important tasks in the morning. You should be spending your time learning, reading books, listening to podcasts, listening to audiobooks. You should be spending your time reviewing your finances, going through your bank account statements to track where your spending is going. You should be spending your time on managing your assets. So I'm cycling through the eight areas of life here, and I'm talking about health, love, family, work, friendship, learning, wealth, and charity. That's where you should be investing your time. So at night, when you get home from work, you should be hitting the repeat on those three morning rituals that I talked about earlier: movement, meditation, journaling. How about preparing the evening meal? How about socializing with friends? How about reading to your kids before you go to bed? How about watching a show that makes you laugh? Watching it, especially if you have a partner, watching it together and bonding as you're watching. How about going to bed early and scheduling intimacy with your partner? That's where you should be spending your time in the eight areas of life that meet eight fundamental human needs. That's what I believe makes you successful. Success isn't just about having money in the bank. It's about the filling the eight fundamental human needs that I just went through. You know, when I go through periods of my life when I feel like, yeah, I've got my act together and I'm living a successful life, it's usually because I'm managing my time effectively. It means that I'm focusing my time on the eight areas. A beautiful thing happens when you do that. At the end of the day, you feel like you have had a fruitful, productive day. You feel contented. That's what gives you peace and contentment when you go to sleep. If you go to sleep at night looking back on your day, consciously or subconsciously feeling like, you know, I fluffed around a bit today, that's when you know that you are wasting your time. You know, one of three incredibly important resources. And it should make you feel bad. It should irritate you. You should not give away your time cheaply. You should be extremely diligent with managing your time. So the next time you are doing something that you feel like you should not be doing, ask yourself this question: does this fit in any of the eight areas of life? Or does this, what I'm doing right now, take away my time for the eight areas of life? My health, my partner, my family, my work, my friendships, etc. It's as simple as that. That is how I manage my time. But look, don't stress. I'm going to share with you some practical tips now on how to better manage your time, or to at least save time. And these are tips that I promise you will save quite a bit of time for you in the day. There are lots of tips out there, and I'm sure you can Google it, but the following I'm going to go through will get you 90% of the way there. Okay, my first tip, and this is one you're going to hate, because I hated it when I first did it, and that is you need to turn off notifications on all your devices, especially email notifications and social media. The reason for that is that every time your mind is interrupted by a notification, the process of refocusing and getting back to the same depth of concentration, it takes time. It's like when you are in a deep sleep and someone pokes you. You come out of that deep sleep, right? And it takes time to get back into those deep sleep wave patterns where your body is rejuvenating. Well, it's a perfect analogy for how you waste your time when you break your concentration. And I promise you, this tip alone will save you many minutes in your day. My second tip is put your phone in Do Not Disturb when you are doing your most important work in the morning. I always pick three things that I need to get done for the day, and I do not take my mobile phone out of Do Not Disturb until I finish those three things. My next tip is to block out times to check emails. So you shouldn't be checking emails throughout the day. I check my emails at 10:30 in the morning and at 3:30 in the afternoon, and that's it. My fourth tip, and I love this one, is you need to avoid meetings at work that do not have a set agenda for either brainstorming or decision making. Anything that does not fall within those two categories will inevitably lead to a talk fest and still very precious time. My fifth tip is to blend your time across the eight areas of life. And I'm going to cover this in a future episode in a lot of depth. So for example, if you want to spend time with your partner or your children or your friends, do it whilst you're exercising, right? Do it whilst you're jogging or walking or cycling. Two birds, one stone, right? If you commute to work, this is normally dead time. But if you are listening to audiobooks or educational or self-improvement podcast, you'll be climbing the tree of learning. My sixth tip is, instead of watching TV at night, prepare your meals for the next day and pack your gym bag. This not only saves time, but it's a motivational cue for you to eat well and exercise. You'd be surprised, that saves a few minutes, but add it all up, it does amount to about 55 minutes on average. I mean, some people even more. I hope I have you thinking a lot more about valuing your time and managing your time better. I could go into a lot more detail, but honestly, as long as I have you thinking in that direction and with that fundamental rule that whatever you spend your time on should basically be in one of the eight areas of life. And I'm gonna put that, if you're watching on YouTube, we'll put that diagram up on the screen right now. If you're listening to me on a audio podcast, head over to ahigherbranch.com and you'll see that diagram on the front page. Now remember, this episode is in a series of three, and in the next two episodes, I'm going to teach you how to better manage your money and your energy levels. Look, on that note, I think I've made my point. I'm going to leave you with the same message I leave you with every single episode, because it is one that I remind myself daily, and that is every morning is the dawn of a new day and your opportunity to start a new life. I hope you have a great day, and as always, live consciously, my friends.